Yeah, because they can move everything because the new addition.
I think so.
I was like, somebody's breathing in the microphone. Because I had just turned on the recording.
Like Darth Vader.
Right? Well, it was. It literally hit right as I just hit recording, and then it kind of flipped on, and I was like, stop breathing in the microphone. Wow. Dyeing my hair darker doesn't mean I still don't have blonde moments.
Wow, that is quite a sticking to it.
You don't want to go through that page to page.
When you originally did it, phase one is the eight. Yes, we got going out. One place to play. Indeed, you said it. You ready for it?
She's not logged in.
What's this?
Not yet.
Maybe. Yeah. Again,
somebody else just logged in. No, but it's Jason. Jason asked me to send him the thing.
Cell service, or she can't get it.
Wow, it's on the weather.
And again, so maybe
you ready?
Oh, well, there you go.
It is 6 o'clock, so I'm going to call this meeting to order. Please rise. I'll remove caps, silence phones, and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let's see. We would you call the roll?
Yes. Steigers?
Here.
Ringo?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
Ernest?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Moore?
Okay. I thought Elaine might be zooming, but it
is
just yeah, Jason.
Let's see, we've got an agenda in front of us. I would call for approval of agenda. Thanks, Fran.
Second.
Thanks, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oops. Take that back. I don't vote anymore. Okay. Of course it happened for a year. Okay. Next, moving to the consent agenda. We have 23 things. Does anyone have any questions or anything for separate consideration? Okay, number 14.
The chicken promote.
Yes. What is your question?
Purpose.
Well,
is it for growing chicken or just laying eggs?
I assume so. Amanda, can you give us they don't have to write down.
No, they don't have to. It's just, I'm just curious.
I think they can lay eggs, right? There's no roosters alone.
Like, there's no roosters. Okay. You can't have roosters.
Mm-hmm.
They need a rooster. They need a rooster to make
more chicken.
They'll still lay eggs, but they're just not,
I
think with eggs, I could be more.
But I guess at the end of the day, eggs are the limit, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, four chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That answers your question. You have a nice little chicken group here, yep. Kitchen.
Yep.
Okay.
We can go through consent item 1 through 23.
All right.
Second that.
Thank you, Fran and Pat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time. Next, we are going to special event requests. Anna's here for Main Street, and
Anthony questions you might have. Our movies on Main, we're doing two of them. The one for Bring Ridiculous Days, and then the other one's in August. And then the August one would be good asset to see probably come back for it.
Anybody have any questions? Are you doing this once a month or?
We've had the two. So we did four last year in July with the weather and everything. And move it multiple times and then only had like 10 people come. So we are just doing June and August this year.
Okay.
What movie is going to be
again? Part for the June movie. And then How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days for August.
She's so close making.
Because it's an all day night. We don't have like. So the best part would be some special wheel deals and then we'll bring something out downtown.
She is on the wrong one.
Park, May 31st and August
16th. Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Sam. Next is Claims. Claims report for May 21.
Presentation.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, folks, presentation from the public. So I know some of you are here for other reasons, but does anyone want to address the council right now? Okay. All right. Thank you. Now moving to claims and financials. The claims report from May 21. Does anyone have any questions, or did you have any questions previously, Kelsey?
Yeah, Elena is trying to get on right now. I'm trying to send her different links because whatever she's using isn't working. So just so you're aware.
Thank you.
I did get one question ahead of time under sewer collection for Earl Wellington. There is a bill for $1,581.25 for tools. I spoke with JJ, who said that. Those are mechanic tools that Kim ordered. It's a mix of deep sockets, whatever those are, a bib scope, which is apparently really helpful that you can like stick it in the engine and move it all around, and then various other tools that he needs to complete his job. Okay. And that was all that I received ahead of time.
Anybody have any questions? I would entertain a motion.
I think it was really pretty sure. 24.
11. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those same sign. Okay. Next is the finance report for April 2024.
All right. The total treasury cash and investments increased from the end of March by $1,264,595. That gives us an April month-end balance of $11,297,408. After 10 months of operation, we're behind budget for revenue and almost all of our funds. behind budget for revenue in three of our funds, the airport fund by $27,227 due to fuel sales, the water fund by $36,374 due to charges for services. And I guess it's just those two. I need to proof my minutes or my writing a little bit more. The general fund is ahead of budget by $528,452 due to our bulk of our second half of our property taxes. So that will get us through the end of the year for that. Our road use fund by $2,049 due to road use taxes. And then both our sewer and sanitation funds are ahead of budget due to charges for services. After 10 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget in all of our funds with the exception of the road use fund. The recently approved second budget amendment for the fiscal year is not reflected in the April financials, in turn leaving us with the following line items currently over budget. The general fund for general insurance, repairs, building maintenance, utilities, payments to outside entities, and staff development. Airport fund for general insurance, fuel, and grounds maintenance. The road use fund for vehicle operations, contractual services, equipment, supplies, signs, street maintenance, transfers out, and the seal quote program. The water plant for general insurance, utilities, credit card fees, meters, and chemicals. Water distribution for minor equipment and operation supplies. The sewer plant for general insurance, operational equipment repair, building maintenance, engineering, tech services, biosolids application and truck purchase, and finally sewer collection for training, utilities, and equipment. These lists will be much shorter after the budget amendment is applied for the May financials.
Any questions?
On this report for April.
Grant?
Second.
Pat? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Moving on to new business. First is a discussion and consideration of a resolution. There will be a second amendment to the agreement between the City of Washington and Washington Hotel Group. And we have Dave Waite here. Dave, I would invite you to take the podium and somebody's calming down out there a little bit. Maybe.
We're just looking to extend our agreement. I think our agreement was set originally for. Taking more time than anticipated. Pretty confident this project will go through. We're going to do it. Lack of better things, life happens. I have a full time job. My partner has a full time job, and doing this project is probably another full time job. So it just takes us a little longer than some others would take. So asking for an extension to have more time to do that.
Extension is.
September 1st.
Say it on the resolution now. Yeah. Okay, all right, anybody have any questions or comments? I don't see any problem with the outfit that we've put together, what they've done in the past. Great project.
A win-win for everybody. Do you have all the investors there, or
honestly, that's the least of my worries. Okay. I think that will be an easier part. We're currently working through some financing, and I'm sure aware of the economic change that we've had over the last couple of years, and then being election year, the banks are asking for more information. Nothing that I don't think they can produce, but it takes a little more time to produce them. So we're out getting some better estimates, things like that, ready for the bank. So.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve the request by the Washington Hotel Group to extend their budget initiatives until September 1st, 2024.
Okay. Thank you, Ivan. This is a resolution. So, Amanda, we should call the roll.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
Is she over here yet?
I got them. I didn't hear it, but I
saw her.
And she kept reading it.
Yes. She's saying yes. Glad you made it on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, David. Number two is discussion and consideration of the resolution approving funds for a downtown dig agreement with the Panda Pal Finding Website. And we have the resolution. Do we have any other information? Or somebody was someone going to be here at the meeting?
Yeah,
or
Sam. Sure.
Sam. There you go. I can answer that. Thank you. Yes.
So they're just doing, we're actually super excited. So they're doing some brickwork on both. I'm sorry, I'm terrible directions, but the east and west side, I'm pretty sure, with all the windows. So they're doing a lot of brickwork there. And then, did I send you the quote, Amanda? Put everything listed.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're also going to add, they're going to like ghost paint back in. It says Bryson House on the side of their building. So they're going to add some mural aspects to that and really try to beautify that side that has all the paneled in windows. We also applied to Main Street, Iowa to design assistance. And so they're going to mock up a drawing for the facade. They're going to do a couple different ones. You know, Pulse is probably not going to do everything that they mock up at this time, but they are looking at maybe updating the awning and below. So hopefully not removing all of the tin at this point, but they are going to do some major work to make that building a little more beautiful and do some necessary updates as well.
Very good. Is there a timeline to get this done?
They expect to start this summer and then within a year. So probably not within a year.
Okay. So is there a, like a year or 2 years? Or
for a day?
Yeah.
It is legal year. Yeah, within a 2 years. The last term extension, they need one. It's not more than 2 years.
Okay. Great. This is
I was actually here to visit. They were closing out the Windows Challenge Grant, so they actually looked at it in person too and gave us some ideas for if they do want to remove that and a couple other grants that we could apply to through them. So we're hoping that they can keep all the building but still staying in.
Okay.
You mean I'm removing the tin that's on?
On the south side.
Front. So the south side?
Yeah, but they're not
correct.
That's a
some of the lower facade work where the windows are, and then a new awning, hopefully, and then that side with all the windows.
A lot of tough pointing of brick.
Yeah.
Fixing around the windows, things of that nature.
And that side, the one that's finished the mural.
Yeah. So they're going to repaint in. If you go look at it, it says right now, you can barely see it. There's a couple other things. And then there's a few areas that are just like concrete blocks. So we're hoping to maybe get an actual mural on that spot, not on the brick. So
on the east side?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So that building extends all the way out to the alley, right?
Almost. It stops short, and there's some parking.
Okay.
It used to, but that got tore down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there's a little salon back there, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all
part of that.
That's
part of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they actually own the Berkeley Buffett.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. All right. Sounds exciting.
Motion to approve the resolution for funds per big ground big agreement. For Panda Palace Chinese
restaurant. Second.
All right. This is a resolution. So Amanda, you call it one.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. I said yes.
You said yes.
Ligers?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you. These funds are just super helpful to get these projects going. Some projects like this one probably wouldn't happen without them. So we just are really appreciative of that in the downtown. And we have one more that'll be coming to your next council meeting. So we'll have all of the dig funds for fiscal year 25 granted out hopefully and have some really awesome projects. So thank you.
Thank you. All over. Okay, next. This is discussion and consideration of a motion. The rebidding of South Guelph and East Washington traffic signal.
I've got to make that motion.
Because I'm not able to present.
I'm
just emotion.
Do we have any?
It's just emotion.
Was on.
The last bit was just came back to life, am I correct?
Right.
Oh, yeah. None of them. But, is that just like way out of
way out. Whack
what I should have been?
Oh, yeah. It worked when
well, I just said it.
We did. Yeah,
it was
I mean, like,
well, not quite twice as much, but like 35% or something higher. Yeah. So Leland's on now. So hopefully we can hear him. Okay. Hi, Leland. Maybe.
Hi, can everybody hear me?
No. Nope. Okay.
I can't hear you.
Why can't we hear
you?
This is us.
Nope. Can you hear me?
When you do the drop down where it says mute, there's an arrow next to it. What's the speaker audio?
I tested it with these settings 3 times 2 weeks ago and everything worked. So I don't know.
Testing, testing, testing.
Actually, I can hear him on my end.
Do you want to restart the box? Can you call one of our phones? Yeah, we can hear it. I can text him and have him call my phone. Okay.
So the problem is ours, we can't hear them, but everybody else logged in can hear it, and it will be on the recording, because that's what happened last time.
Not very help.
Doesn't help us hear the meeting. Okay. Leland, can you hear us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Deanna is going to call you on her cell phone. So put you on speaker that way. Hello, Leland.
Hello.
Okay, hello. I'm going to move you over here. So you can put it by that microphone. Will that help? Yeah. Okay. Hello.
Hello. So I'll give you just a quick update on what the project is.
Sure.
So yeah, the bids came in really high. We only had one bidder. I talked to one contractor who did not bid it, and his main reason was the signal. He's a signal guy, and he didn't want to manage the painting and pavement. So I believe the best option is to pre-bid this as two projects, and one will be the combination of the HSIP funding to cover the painting, the 4-lane to 3-lane conversion, and then using SCBG funds to pay for the intersection widening. We have to move the intake, we've got to move the water main. And those two will be lumped together. The HSIP funding will count as the match for the SCPT. So, depending on where the bids come in, as long as the HSIP items are low enough, that should really be zero cost to the city that project. And then the second one would be just the HSIP funds. And that will be for the traffic signal and then some sidewalk work on the south side. That was a 55-45 match. Now, in the upside of this is actually give us more new step funding to apply to traffic signal. So I'm going to bump up the funding request numbers based on our bids, and then send a, I think I can do my email, but I might have to do a letter to the DOT, and then they'll update their USTEP funding. The USTEP part can be looked at, but the enterprise, painting the baby, that would have to come in through the DOT. So that one, I mean, most of them are probably looking at, call it 3 months out, or it's ready to pipeline for it.
Okay. So I assume you will write all this down and email it to Deanna, Kelsey, and I.
Deanna, the number breakdown based on my original estimate, original funding.
Okay.
Starting to see the split there. Then I sent it to three funding people. The COM for the STBG, USIM funding manager, and the HSIM funding manager, just to make sure that we can do this. And so now I'll update the funding request with the higher numbers based on the bid we got. I'll send that to Deanna, and then get them all open.
And all this will take 3 months to get put together before it goes up for bids.
3 months until we could go for bid. What would be the timeline for doing the work?
Potentially, they start this year. And I've seen anywhere from 4 months to 9 months. So the signal itself, that won't happen until, next spring.
Okay. All right. Well, disappointing, but at least it's in process. Any other questions? Motions.
Oh yeah, motion to approve.
Okay.
Rebidding Top Property East traffic signal project.
Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Ivan. And this is only a motion, so just a voice vote. So. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Well, go ahead and get it rolling.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, down to number four, discussion and consideration to approve a resolution appointing interim city administrator. This is... talked about this last time. Kelsey has agreed to take on the interim duties. And yeah, actually, this will be her last meeting with us tonight. She'll be wrapping up here pretty soon. So, pass. And this is a resolution. So, I'm going to call the
power. Morgan?
Yes.
More? Yes.
Okay. Yep. Ernest?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Staggers?
Yeah.
Number five, discussion and consideration to approve a resolution amending certain charges and fees for Elm Grove and Woodlawn cemeteries.
Mayor, can I get the council to table this? I was just receiving text messages from Zach that it's not 100% what he wants. So can we table and come back with, whatever it is that he wants.
Table it till the next meeting.
Yeah. Someone want to make that motion?
Make the table
Item number five on the agenda.
Okay.
We're in new business.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Right. Got a motion and a second to table. Is that a roll call vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Anna,
yep.
The roll, please.
Ringo?
Yes.
Seigers?
Yep.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Next, moving on, we have a payout number 9 to Carson Excavating for the 22 Washington Water Main Improvements. And that we payment application and all the documentation.
Just payment on schedule. It's a 2-year-old project.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking because it's an old project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion we approve the play application number 9 to Cornerstone Excavated 8 for the 2022 Washington Water Main Improvements, the amount of $151,545.42.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. The motion and the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Same sign. Okay. Moving on to number 7. This is a third reading of ordinance for taxes levied and collected for the this is the country club petition. What do you call that?
MSJ.
MSJ subdivision. There we go. Looking for that name. And this is the third reading of this, so
make a motion for the third reading of the ordinance.
Fran?
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. And Ed, we call the roll.
Mm-hmm. Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Moore?
Mm-hmm. She turned her camera off.
Okay. Maybe she'll get back on.
She's still on. She just turned her camera off.
Oh. Okay, number 8, discussion and consideration of the second reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 92, water rates, and 99, sewage user charge, and 106, collection of solid waste.
Feedback on that? That's appreciated.
I have not, but as a City Hall gotten anything?
In the second reading, in the order to chapter 92, water rates, mm-hmm. chapter 92, and chapter 106, collective solid waste.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Second.
And Pat, and Amanda, you call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yep.
Moore?
Is she there? Somewhere. Okay.
Mm-mm.
No, she's off. Oh, she's not on. Okay.
No, three. She is.
No, she's back. She just got back.
Down on the bottom.
Okay. All right. The next item, number 9, discussion and consideration to approve the appointment of a council member to fill the vacant at large seat. This item is something that we don't do very often, but we have the ability to do it if we choose, and this is making an appointment to fill a vacant council seat. Normally, we would hold a special election to fill this position, but we decided to appoint at this time for several reasons. Number 1, to save the cost of a special election, which could be several thousand dollars and couldn't be scheduled for possibly 2, 3, or maybe even more months. It's also to bring the number of counselors up to the normal number of 6, and we've been operating with a partial council for the past 16 months. I was a counselor and I became mayor pro tem, but we still only had 5 counselors. I could vote, but still we're down to 5. As it is now, if more than one of us is absent, we wouldn't have a quorum and we can't conduct any business. So with the summer months coming, that's concerning. The city council meets regularly twice a month. We have special meetings called as needed and special budget meetings in January and February. Council members are expected to read their meeting packets in advance of meetings and be available to discuss concerns with citizens and serve on additional committees as he assigned. We've chosen to invite the candidates here tonight to tell us something about themselves and what is motivating them to run for this position. Before we bring you up, I would like to thank everyone who applied and put their names in for consideration. Unfortunately, we only have one opening, so we can't appoint everyone to this position. We have to make a decision. It's a bit awkward to discuss these appointments with everyone present, but I trust members of the council to handle this in a positive, professional manner. I'd like to invite the candidates who come to the podium one by one. Tell us about yourself, why you would be the best choice for the position, and what is motivating you to fill this office. So Janine, your name was first because you were the first to turn in your application. So go ahead and go up there and just tell us about yourself.
Okay, my name is Janine Wolf and I'm retired. So I was the director of the Washington County Environmental Department for 8 years, and I worked for the department for 13 years before that. So I know a lot about code. I know a lot about enforcement. I know a lot about working with people. I've developed many relationships in Washington County through my job, and I feel like I could develop more relationships in a different way to help Washington, the city of Washington. So
what's motivated you to fill this office? What's your motivation?
I am, right now, I feel like it's something that I would like to do. I would like to make this a part of my life. So I'm very impressed with Washington. I'm impressed with a lot of things that go on here, and I would just like to be a part of that.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Janine? Put you on the spot. Okay. Thank you. We have Roger Schrader. Do you want to go up to the podium? And that way people online can hear you too.
Well, first thing, everybody's wondering why you call me Rod.
Oh,
I'm new to the community. I married Diane Gray. And one of the things that we have in common is a lot of people know us by our middle names, not our first name. But my full name is Kenneth Rogers Schroeder. And Millie, of course, met me through Diane because of their long friendship. And so that's why she calls me that. But putting that aside, I'm interested in government and city government. I've always worked with through my employment in the printing industry. We always had to go to the government to try to get approval for things we did to our buildings. We were under a lot of scrutiny because we had a stack that put out a lot of steam, and people thought it was pollution. And so we worked with the city government to clear that up. And so I had contact. I did work a lot with a lot of construction projects. And I was able to do building, working on large buildings, large parking lots, things of that nature. So I bring that with me, and I just feel that, as you said, that you can't be shorthanded on the council, and so I stepped up and I saw this.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
I got a question. Where do you stand on this Washington? Do you think it needs growth, as in more housing or population-wise?
Well, as far as population-wise, you always want growth, but you want the growth to be substantial. In other words, sustainable. Excuse me. And you want to be able to. You don't want the city to have a big housing addition that is going to not be able to. We won't be able to get out there and plow the snow or something like that. We have to look at things and make sure that everybody who's involved with the growth knows what's expected of them to make sure that it moves in with the community so that as community grows, we can keep up with it.
Anybody else?
Infrastructure. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Infrastructure is very important. And as far as that, me having any view of certain things about the city, my thing, I don't like seeing the houses that are run down, properties that are left unattended, because they are already part of the infrastructure. And if we can address those and make those livable houses again and try to encourage the owners to keep things up, I think that helps everybody in the city. We don't have to put in new sewer lines. We wouldn't have to put in new streets.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I'm Jennifer Dirt. I have lived in Washington for, I was just making notes, about 32 years. I was born and raised in Iowa City, and I ended up here, actually worked at the radio station, and then went for work at the University of Iowa, and then I was actually worked at the Washington County Hospital for 19 years as the Information Technology Director. With that role, being as a director, we always had to answer to a board of trustees, board of directors. And so anytime there was large purchases, so I took the hospital from kind of being a bunch of dumb terminals, what they call daisy chain together, to networking the entire facility, going through a major building project with them and that type of thing. So there was a lot of budgeting type of things that had to go on, a lot of approvals that had to be gone through, justifying why certain things were needed. And technology being as it is a non-tangible. So sometimes it's hard to understand why people want it or need it. So anyway, but that's kind of my background. Currently, I work at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. I'm an application developer, and I've also done consulting work. So I went out and worked for across the United States, everywhere from Alaska to Maine, north, south. I've been to a lot of different states working for hospitals that were anywhere from 9 beds to 300 plus beds, working with doing the security risk assessments. So that's kind of my background. I feel like that I could add benefit to the council just by having a lot of that broad knowledge of what those types of things entail as far as, the infrastructure. You talk about infrastructure, well, you've kind of got the same thing when you're talking about technology or when you're doing building projects, and you've got to be able to sustain those things. And what is it going to take? So it's not just looking at, can we pass this item that's coming for us, but what's the longevity of it? Is it sustainable down the road? Do we have the people? If we grow the community, that's also going to require, do we have staffing with the city offices? Those types of things. Let's see. Motivation. Again, growth. I would like to understand better as attending city council meetings. I would like to understand a little bit better. We get the board packets. We get, the agendas and those types of things. It'd be nice to understand maybe some more information that's behind that. And again, that just comes from my background of having to justify things from the standpoint of presenting them for approval, for payment, those types of things when it comes to asking for projects.
Very good. Anybody get to have any questions for Jennifer?
Is there anything special that she would be interested in pursuing or have council pursuing?
One thing that I'm curious about and haven't had the opportunity to kind of figure out how to dive into it, I'm curious about like the roads in town is one thing that I've noticed, and I know every year when we come out of winter and there's potholes and things like that come about, but from the road perspective, what is that long-term plan of when do we fix this section of town or that, and then kind of like how does that all plot out, and then do we fix those streets that are really bad? There's some places I live by the railroad track. There's some of the railroad track going over the railroad tracks. I mean, they're rough, and those types of things. So that's one of the things I'm interested in is that what does that plan look like? I haven't, again, from coming to the council meetings, and I know that not everything is I'm sure things are being worked in the background, those types of things that we don't all know, but it's things I'm curious about. What is the plan for that? And I think that information is also important to people in the community to kind of understand that. Very good. Anybody else? So you're you live working out of the city?
Yes. Well, I my employment in Iowa City, I work from home 4 days a week. So I work remote. So I work one day and I work one day in the office and then I work 4 days remote.
And so you would be available, we have once in a while we have a meeting in the middle of the day, not very often.
Yes.
Hardly ever.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I usually it's sweet time.
I've got a very understanding boss. So
Yeah. All right, that's good. Okay. Thank you. You have another question?
We're going to be looking for a new city administrator. That's going to be additional requirements on your time. Mm-hmm. We'll see probably in the afternoon, if I'm correct. Maybe.
There is a meeting on the 30th.
It just depends on, the 30th. We got some other
place. I don't know.
There's going to be more meetings, not just a council meeting.
Have any idea about
hiring time?
Understandable.
Okay.
Have any idea about times for
the
I'll be in all day.
The other ones.
The interviews.
You guys would be pretty flexible working on a special meeting house.
Let's see, Roger and you guys are retired.
Yeah. Okay. So I just have to skip my golf game.
Okay. Good question.
Jennifer, you said 32 years?
Around. Yeah. But I was 12.
Okay.
No, I wasn't asking. I was 14.
What do you think, in your vision, what is Washington's biggest opportunity?
Biggest opportunity, I think it's look at some of the assets that we have, the businesses that we have, how to grow them, like some of the things they were talking about tonight, like Panda Palace. You know, I think the idea of putting the mural on the side, similar to what they've done on the south side of the square. I mean, things like that, you know, kind of the beautification. Let's make it a place that people want to be and want to live here and not just be, you know, historically, sometimes they refer to it as a bedroom community that we're just that we're just here because, I mean, and I know I'm one of them, I work, you know, in Iowa City, but, you know, they say it's just a bedroom community. The hotel, getting a hotel in here. The Y has been huge. My son, he was on swim team. So, I mean, things like that. So being able to grow the community, to make it so people want to come here, stay here, you know, raise their kids, and have things for them to do while they're here.
Did anybody want to ask the other candidates a question too? Brand new.
Well, I did. I got my response from
it. Okay. Well, you kind of got your
set up.
The first one.
Pretty much.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Great. Wow. Ooh. And I don't know. Did you Amanda? Did you hear anything from Rob? Did he know that we were going to?
I emailed everybody now.
Okay.
And asked for confirmation.
Okay. All right. Well. What are we? I thought, this is going to be hard to do this. What kinds of things are we looking for that are valuable to what we do? What kind of things are you looking for? What are the words?
Well, I think wide open. These three candidates actually are good. I think they're open-minded and they're certainly interested in watching them. And helping. I guess I would I know Janine has a good resume and a broad spectrum of activities and she's just been around a long time and she knows a lot of stuff and she knows how things work. I guess ask the other two candidates. I wish you would, and I hope you would become more involved in some of the local committees. Hotel Motel, Jan, you had some good points. Hotel Motel is very interested in some of the things you talked about, and also Main Street Washington murals and tourism and just making the downtown better, or the whole town for that matter. at the restroom, and I think Merle there is on, you're on PNC, aren't you? So there's some committees there that I guess I would hope that you want to get your feet wet maybe at some of these committees and kind of get acquainted with folks and also see actually what people are already doing, some of the things that you're interested in happening. Jen, there is an ongoing street program actually, and every year we blacktop certain streets. So, and of course it's a slow going thing, and there's always something to fix, as you know. So, I guess that would be my thought that I would encourage you to look to get on some of these committees that you could learn what's going on, and also you've got some good ideas if you could input. Really, chair of Hotel Motel, and you know they're very active. Main Street and the chamber all have committees that you could, you know, share some of your ideas and find out what's in the works, I guess.
All right. So what about some of your other folks? Like Pat, you're like kind of a newbie. Fran, you said, we're looking for somebody having experience with other boards is helpful. So they know, you know, kind of how it works. What do you think is important, Fran?
What I see in these two candidates is each one brings something different as far as their expertise. Mm-hmm. Which I think helped well rounds this whole council. Each one of us sitting here now has a special part of them that I will say is their expertise. Mm-hmm. You know, Isla's been in city government for years, for a while. Not at least. Ivan's kind of new, but he's into construction work. He kind of helped us out on that angle a little bit. Mr. Morgan here, he's the whiz kid.
Jack of many, master of none.
What's that?
Jack of many, master of none.
Jack, yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none. Right. So yeah, I think each candidate brings something different to the table, and that would just amplify what we do, because mm-hmm. we're not all, you know, one mentioned streets, one mentioned the square. We're working on those, and but we need that one person may have that for the focus. Now, I really want the streets to look better, but there's other priorities, the way I set them. And I would entertain any one of them to be on the council.
So, Ivan, do you have a thought?
Not really. It's a hard decision, honestly.
Yeah.
I personally think, I mean, need to have special election in my thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're all good. Mm-hmm. That's all I feel.
Okay. Yeah. Elaine, can you can you send a text to somebody? Or are you getting
okay? Can you hear? You can't hear me.
Yeah, she's not.
Can you hear me?
Audible. No,
I can't hear you.
Okay, and I don't know. Yeah. Okay,
can you call?
What you did for Cleveland.
Or can you text?
And you gotta have it so the public can hear. You can't just have somebody texting it.
Okay. No.
Replace. It's gotta be for the public to hear.
Never call one of
them. Yeah, she wants to call someone.
Can you call one of us?
Okay.
She said okay.
They said yes, okay. All right.
Well, while we are waiting on her, I guess I would just say, being a newbie, I would say my path is probably a little bit different if I think about, you know, Fran or Isla. You know, I sort of engaged myself in a way here a couple of years ago where I showed an interest, maybe as someone else would, and maybe I poked or prodded enough at our previous mayor about wanting to get to voice, I suppose. So I was fortunate to be put on a special committee and to have some say. And I think that kind of continued. What I'm, for me personally, I'm looking for is, you know, open mind, a different way of thinking too, versus just kind of the same. I'm not saying that we do, but I wouldn't want someone who would just want to go through the motions, right? I think we're looking for the broadness that we can afford from the group. So it's not just a, you know, the hope is that we're all in consensus, but I think it's okay. It's definitely okay to disagree, right? We don't need a bold yes vote across. I don't think that's what we should be looking for. We should be looking for that different thinking or aptitude from someone else that would want to bring that to the table. So I'm by no means, I mean, I've lived in Washington for 10 years, and I'm not speaking negatively of anyone who's been a lifelong resident either. I think I share many of the same passions as they would. But I think that gives me definitely a different perspective. There's almost maybe an outside looking in versus, you know, what's maybe always been. So.
Thank you. Elaine, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll hold her. Let me see. On the side, you know, all the way up. It's all the way up. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Have you been able to hear? You've been able to hear? Okay.
I'm not muted. I don't understand why I'm having trouble. I have a big trouble the other person.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are, I hear what Isla said. I think if city council is a big step to take, and showing previous interest in the community and learning about different communities beyond, and having some background with government, whether it be county or city, understanding working with different governmental agencies is important. I think we've got a good group here. I think there's a great knowledge. And I know there will be an election coming up, and I think it will be fairly exciting to see who steps up and runs. But I just fear Isla and with everything that she has said.
Would anyone like to make a motion at this point?
I'll make a motion as to Janine Wolf be appointed our next council member.
Okay, got it.
I'll second.
Okay, so we've got Elaine made motion that Janine Wolf, we would select her. Isla gave a second. Is this a voice vote?
No. You'd have to have a roll call vote,
okay.
And you'd need 4 out of 5 council members to, because of the absent or the vacant spot counts as, I mean, it doesn't really count as a no, but you got to have a majority of the members of the council. So like majority of 6 would be 4, not 3.
All right. So Amanda, will you call the roll?
Yep. Mark.
That was you, Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan?
No.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Steigers?
That's still tough between all 3 of them.
Is that Steve?
No.
Ringel?
No.
Okay. So, where do we go now?
Okay, somebody else needs to make a vote, a motion.
Is there another motion?
The other possibility is that you would bring back a resolution to set a special election at the next meeting.
Okay.
That would be the other option. If four people can't agree on appointing somebody.
Okay. Did you hear that from me?
No.
We could make a motion to bring a resolution for a special election to our next meeting. If we can't decide, but does anyone else want to make a different motion first?
I'll make the motion for a special election.
Okay, so.
I will second that.
Okay, so this is also a roll call vote. Okay.
A motion.
You'd have to bring the resolution back to the next meeting because we didn't have it on the agenda. But what I'm saying is you would just. I mean, you can.
Make a motion to bring
the
resolution to ask council for a special election. Is that better?
Yeah, at our next meeting.
Yeah.
In June.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion. You seconded that. So, Amanda, would you call the roll?
Mm-hmm. Ringo?
Yes.
Stigers? Ernest?
Yeah.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
So that's what we'll do. And then by the time we get to the next meeting, we can figure out what date options we have. But there's a state law that talks about how far you have to be away from the primary. So primary is in June here. So that's why you're going to get pushed back a little bit.
A lot.
The voting location at the fairgrounds, they don't want election the week before the fair, the week of the fair, or the week after the fair.
So we'll talk to the auditor and get you some. With the dates, I think
I already have.
Amanda's already kind of
so that. We'll be pushing to get to the like deadlines with the state law to get for the July 2nd, and so then our next option will be July 31st or sometime in the first Tuesday, whatever. And August is most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Kelsey, thank you, Elaine. Okay. Well, there we go with that. So let's do our usual. Am I forgetting anything? Okay. So we'll bring it back to our next meeting. We set a special election. And I hope all of those who were here will consider running for the special election. As you all, thank you for being here. And you all spoke very well and with a lot of passion and great feeling, so thank you. So let's run through and do police. Let's start with, hello, Ben.
Hello, I'm not Jim Lester.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, so mine will be short and sweet compared to
that's this. Perfect.
I believe everybody got the April activity report in the packet. There's a dog bite case appeal hearing held last week. The owner has until Tuesday to file an appeal. They have this case heard by the city council. Chief Lester and the parking committee will have information ordinance amendments for some parking concerns, including downtown handicapped parking available for the next meeting.
Okay.
And then this is the only other thing would be calls for service that officers handled this last month. From April 1st to the 30th would be 474 calls for service that officers want. So a little bit of a busy month, but I got it.
All right.
That's all I got.
Did you have a good police week? Yeah. Was that last week?
Busy one. But yeah, it's good.
Thank you
yeah.
for all you do. Kelsey, anything?
Yes. So I received an email from Marquita, our consultant, last night. She says there has been a terrific response to our ad. So that's encouraging. And I look forward to hearing more about that. There, just a reminder that May 30th at 4 p.m. will be our goal setting session. And I guess that's really it. You should have seen all the treats that the police.
I just couldn't think of that.
Out
of treats, I'm bored into us. So very nice.
Well, that's good. Okay. Yep.
We did get a ruling on the Mill C building last week from Judge Brock. So that'll be, they have till July 18th to get that all tidied up out there. So there was, as I pointed last, did get the refiled petition for the dog case that was filed by an attorney. So we'll be working on that case and going through the one that the council heard a couple months ago. So that'll be going through the court system here at this time.
Let's swing around and hit your plan first.
You can go for it.
You can go first.
I want to thank you for your appointment to the EMS. We've had one meeting, we got another one this week. A lot of good things going on there, a lot of wants. There's some federal money that they're trying to figure out what to do with, or maybe another ambulance, put another ambulance in service. That happened this week, we got add one more to it. That's one of the biggest things they want to do. But if you order it now, you get it 2 years later, like everything else. Fine. Other than that, I think I've got a few issues with the ordinances that aren't being enforced, and I will take them up with the appropriate people.
Yeah. I'm excited to be at Northside Diner. My wife has already been there, I think, twice now and taken pictures. So she likes to rub it in. But I am just ecstatic that is finally this close to getting open. I think they'll do a wonderful job. And it just adds another place here in town for people to go. So that's good. I want to thank the individuals that spoke tonight. And I would say the same, please, just because maybe we didn't make a decision tonight, please move forward during the special election. It'll allow others to speak in the community, and I think that's what we need. So, but I thank you again for coming forward. And being Deanna's last meeting.
Yeah, last meeting.
Extend a thank you to you as well,
thank you.
Wish you well on future endeavors.
Yes. I've been to a lot of meetings, I guess, and things are happening. I mean, maybe we don't do as good a job as we should communicating what, like, Hotel Martel and Main Street and some committees that. Are doing, trying to do some good work. Some good things for downtown. Yeah, I'm excited about the restaurant opening. It's going to be a very big plus to Washington. I don't think of anything specific. Things are reasonably quiet in town, I guess. So. Except the kid on the motorcycle who keeps running by my first.
It'll be that season, yeah.
Well, I have been sitting in on department head evaluations, and they've been very good, and I've learned so much about things in their department, issues they have, history, a background, and so it's been a good thing. So I think, Pat, you suggested that. That's a good thing. And I've been on my goodwill tour around to all the city departments taking cookies. So I went to the library today. I'll go to the parks tomorrow, and I'm collecting photos, and I want to submit a photo for the League of Cities calendar, because they do this every year, and put the League of Cities conference, what is it, September 18th through the 20th? It's in Sioux City. It is kind of a long way away. And that's a great chance to go, and there are many different sessions about all kinds of things, and you learn a lot. I'm working on that. Again, thank you all for applicants who were here tonight and stood in front of us and talked to me. Really appreciate you. And Deanna,
It's been a pleasure working with you.
It's been
an experience. So yes, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Not much in quite my neck of the woods. And I would encourage you guys to run for office. It was, after hearing everybody speak, it was kind of a hard which way to go. And thank you, Gandiana. I wish you well.
Thank you. We can't, can't hear her, so I hope
I don't know, can you hear me now?
Anybody read lips?
Yes.
Thumbs up?
Yes.
I kind of skipped over Deanna. Do you have any, or Amanda, have any last words? Or
I don't. It's been a very short learning experience with you.
All right. Who would like to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Grant, who wants to say?
Second.
That's really good. Motion. We still have to do it. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
It's a candidate.